Ireland was meant to get two extra seats in the European Parliament because of Brexit, but because the UK's departure from the EU has been put on hold, the two candidates elected will effectively have to sit on the bench until Britain finally leaves the bloc. Ireland's divided into three constituencies and different issues have been raised in each of them. The Midlands Northwest constituency includes the counties bordering Northern Ireland. Unsurprisingly, Brexit's a big issue there. Brendan Smith is a candidate for the opposition party Fianna Fáil.
As a person who has represented two of the southern Ulster counties over a long period of time, I have to say the day after that referendum, literally the stuffing was knocked out of communities. Those of us who grew up with the checkpoints, with the security, with the limitations on movement of people, goods and services.
While independent candidate Peter Casey says there should be a discussion about following the UK out of the EU.
We should look at all options once Britain makes their decision, but we should be planning for our decision, you know, before that. At the moment, the government has just said we're put all our eggs in one basket. So I think we should, like any sensible business person, you should look at it and plan for every possible eventuality.
In the Dublin constituency, the race is tight. Competing for four seats are one sitting MEP, a former deputy prime minister, three former government ministers representing different parties, one of the parliament's most high-profile independents, and the daughter of the president. Here, climate change is a big issue. The Green Party candidate is Kieran Cuff.
We can't keep expanding international aviation. Currently, aviation gets away scot-free in terms of a levy or a carbon levy. And it's crazy that trains and buses are paying a carbon tax, but aviation fuel isn't. And I think that shows the power of the lobbies in Europe.
Interestingly, the government party Fine Gael reached out to Northern Ireland for one of its candidates. Mark Durkan is a former leader of the North's SDLP and was heavily involved with the peace process. Though the fact that Northern Ireland is now running its own candidates has taken away some of his thunder.
Used the strapline of backstop as in one phase of the campaign, and that is important because many people are trying to say, for instance, I've heard people say that the backstop itself is dangerous, that the backstop has been provocative, that the backstop would somehow undermine the Good Friday Agreement. I'm here to say it absolutely doesn't.
In the third constituency, Ireland South, the big talking points are farming and fisheries and how they'll be affected by Brexit along with climate change. Sheila Noonan is the Labour Party candidate.
From a Labour perspective, it's about the just transition. If you're going to ask for diversification in farming, you have to make sure there's support for people to diversify into other areas. And that's not clear for them at the moment. I mean, if anything we heard, it's about the viability of farming, you know, the support for farming and the fact that as you go up the food chain to the processors, they're losing out anyway. So it's a huge issue, I think, if we want to maintain food security in Ireland.
While Sinn Féin's candidate and sitting MEP Liam Ní Riada is worried about Irish neutrality and how an EU army would impact that.
What I find really awful to think about this is the billions that we're going to send to Europe for militarisation and subsidising the arms industry, and our own defence forces here aren't getting a cent of that. They are so badly treated with low pay, no rights whatsoever, so it's kind of hypocritical.
A wide range of issues are being considered in Ireland for the next EU term, and the candidates are hoping the final week of the campaign will capture the attention of the public ahead of voting on May 24th. Sean Defoe, DW, Dublin.